Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Since arriving on Irish TV, The Traitors has become an instant nationwide hit. Viewers like myself sucked into the fun, games and treachery playing out every Sunday, Monday and Tuesday night at Slane Castle. And now with the final episode set to air later tonight, I want to know, who would you like to see win The Traitors Ireland competition? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Chrissy Russell, feature writer with the Irish Independent, is with me here on the line today. Who do you want to win, Chrissy?
Oh, well, first off, I just don't want it to end.
I know.
Oh my God,
it's too soon.
I'm not ready. So I've gone back and forth in this. I think like half the country, I was Team Potty for a long while. So, you know, RIP Potty. But I think now, Eoin, I've come down on it.
Really?
I've decided, yeah. Yes. Now, do you know why? Because now she has fallen out of sorts with me the last couple of nights.
She got caught lying.
Raging. Well, you see, I think she's genuinely forgotten about that exchange at the table. I honestly think it's just gone out of her head. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt on that whole
show. Yeah, I have loved her now throughout the show, actually. But
like, that moment where she correctly sounded out, you know, the traitor on traitor on traitor dynamic at the start. I still think that was such a moment of brilliance that she deserves to be rewarded for it.
So Eoin is your choice, is it? That's who you want to see walk away with the cash tonight?
Yeah, I think, I just love them all so much. Like, how do I pick a favourite here? Because Ben as well, there's something about Ben that's like, he's a traitor, but there's also like a bit of an innocence to him. I'm really worried Nick's going to stab him in the back. But no, Eoin, I'm going to nail my post. That's it, Eoin.
So it's a faithful for you. And the thing, like, I haven't, and I mentioned this earlier, I never watched Traitors before until the Irish season of it. So do you know, how does this play out? Is it the group of traitors win, or the group of faithfuls, or can one individual, like, how does it actually work?
Do you know, my husband was asking me that this morning, because he's now decided I am the traitors authority because I watched one series of the UK one, but I can't remember. Andrew, this is terrible. I remember there being something about a fire at the end of it, but I'm actually coming to it completely fresh like yourself, because I cannot for the life of me remember how they decided it. I know it can be split. As far as I can remember, on the UK one, it was split between two as of the last time. But yeah, no, that's what I think is just going to make it so gripping. Nobody really quite knows what's going to happen.
Listener here has got in touch, Chrissy, to say Siobhan should win. She's been absolutely brilliant. She's the real villain of them all.
Oh, she's been perfect, hasn't she? Like, I think she has been amazing. And I have loved the way she has showcased Irish fashion as well, and such a broad mix of Irish fashion. Like, she's just been pitch perfect for that part.
Eoin Sheehan from Off the Ball with me as well on the line today. Eoin, who do you want to see pick up the cash at the end?
I've decided Nick is the person I want to win
this. Yeah, I kind of love him.
That last week, after doing the air sort of arrow shot with Ben, I thought the two of them should be deleted from the game immediately. However, everybody else has subsequently exposed themselves to be awful people as well. And as a result, Nick is just the last person standing, in my view. I think they've all let themselves down desperately over the last 48 hours. Kelly, who seemed like the most benign character of all time, has let herself down. Vanessa's let herself down. Eoin's let herself down. And as I say, Ben and Nick did the arrow thing last week and they desperately let themselves down. So just by statute limitations on that, the two lads are now back in favour. And I'm just going for Ben at this point because he's got a seven-year-old daughter who I think was the winner of the stories last night.
Yeah, big time. But this is the round table where they poured their heart out. I Vanessa's story and coming to Ireland and growing up in direct provision and all, you know, like, I did actually probably had a lot more empathy for Vanessa after hearing that last night.
Oh, totally. And it's interesting that they decide until the penultimate episode to give us the full rounded stories, whereas in other reality TV shows, you get that from the off. Now, there was, of course, hints, and if you're following any of the characters on social media, you probably get a good idea of some of their own family situations in particular. But say on The X Factor, you'd have been told that story in episode one, and that informed
at the trial initially, you'd heard of all about it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we've actually based our opinions on the gameplay of these characters. Like, I think we keep telling the TV every night, why don't these people realise that this is just a game? I think we as audience members also need to tell ourselves, we don't realise this is also a game, because, like, especially for Vanessa and Eoin, they have really shown their teeth in the last couple of nights, but only because of the game. Like, they haven't done it out of any sort of personal grudge. I think when Kelly made the point about the Shield two nights ago and was kind of laughing at Joanna, I think that was a low moment. But she did apologise. She did apologise for that immediately afterwards. She had realised what she had done. So you kind of have to give her kudos for that.
1800 453 106 is the number. Graham is on the line. Who's been your favourite player, Graham?
So, yeah, I have to agree. I love Eoin. She's actually, I really, really like her as a person. And I just hope the girls get together and win as a group. So you were asking there how it finishes. There'll be one more round table banishment. If it's the same format as the English one and the American one, there'll be one more round table banishment. And then they go out to this fire pit. And depending on reds and greens, they can decide if there's any more banishments. And then they can pick off players. But if the three girls get together and support each other and get out the glads, I would love to happen. So, and then the three of them would win it.
So hang on. So there's one, we've one more banishment tonight at the round table, right?
Yeah, so just say if they banish Nick tonight at the last round table, okay? And then they go out and the four of them agree to end the game, Ben will win because he's a traitor. If the four of them go out and the girls agree to do one more banishment and they banish Ben, they will win as traitors or as faithfuls. The three of them will win as faithfuls.
So they'll split the pot of 32 grand.
The pot. But if there's one traitor left in the last, when they decide to end the game, it'll be the traitor that'll win it.
So say Nick and Ben manage to get one of the girls, Eoin or Vanessa or Kelly, banished at the round table tonight.
Yeah, and then the four of them go out and decide to end the game. The two lads will win the money and split it.
But you know the bit that I'm roaring at the TV about? I came home last night and I was watching, I had to watch it back last night on repeat. I cannot understand how the three girls haven't copped that at least one of the boys is a traitor. I just don't understand.
I really hope they kind of pull together in tonight's episode and have like a little, the girls kind of supporting each other and have a heart to heart and realise that they are the three faithfuls. I really hope it happens.
Are you not surprised, Chrissy, by that?
Completely, particularly given that, sure, Nick was the self-styled leader and Ben was Mr. Gives the Most to the group, and they talked the whole way through, and then last night it's like, do you lads want to say anything? Ah, no, we're grand. Is that not a massive red flag? Like, why have they suddenly shut up?
You know that moment, Eoin, last night as well, sorry, I should say spoiler alert if you haven't seen it yet, the moment last night, Eoin, when poor Faye realised that Ben and Nick really did the dirty on her completely.
Oh, and also it shows that the full thing in Uncloaked as well, and it's pretty heartbreaking, her reaction to it. Like, it's interesting. I definitely agree that they're going to turn on the two lads at some point and believe that at least one of them is a traitor, which is why I don't understand why they got rid of Wilkin last night, or they murdered him, because I think they needed to keep a man in the game who was a faithful to sort of deflect based on gender. And I think they should have murdered Eoin instead of Wilkin on that occasion to sort of split up Vanessa and Eoin.
Weeks ago.
Yeah. Whereas what you have now is a 2v2 situation, and it all comes down to who's Kelly going to back. Is she going to go with the girls or is she going to go with the guys? And I'm not sure which way she's going to go. The guys might make a more compelling case, in which case it's going to be a traitor's win. But if the girls manage to get her on their side before the round table tonight, then it could be a fatal win.
So that means they'd split the 32,000 as it stands now between the three of them?
Well, it depends how good a case Ben/Nick would actually give in the fire pit at the end. I have an awful feeling that what has just been outlined there is exactly what's going to happen, that Nick will get banished in that round table and come to the fire pit. Ben will be like, I am absolutely I'm absolutely a faithful, and they'll end up not agreeing on somebody else. Vanessa will get turfed out at that point, and then the three of them will think they're all faithfuls and Ben will run away with it. But I've been trying to predict this series all season long and I've got it miserably wrong on every single occasion, so do not listen to me.
Yeah, listen to her, says Vanessa or Eoin and twin, there's no question. What about you, Tommy? Who do you want to see walk away with the cash later?
Well, I'm hoping that Eoin will win, because she, towards the very start of the series, do you remember, she predicted the three traitors.
Right.
Now, it wasn't really picked up on at the time, and I know she's got it wrong the last two evictions. She picked the wrong people. But I'm hoping she does. Or else, if she doesn't win on her own, I hope the girls win, because I think Nick is a little bit like Eamon. Eamon kind of thought he had it all sorted out originally,
yeah.
And he kind of, he met his Waterloo because people just copped on to him. And Nick is a little bit the same. He's just a bit overconfident. And I mean, they all seem to believe him,
Tommy.
Well, that's the thing about it, you see. Yeah, and you were discussing there how, you know, the last two evictions that people haven't copped on, like the two lads, Nick and Ben, you know, were saying very little. Mm-hmm. And they just haven't copped on. They were very successful in the way they got the girls to go at each other. And the girls were so caught up in their own infighting that it was almost as if that they just wanted to get revenge on people at the time that, they were very successful in getting them to turn against each other, and they were blinded, really, you know. So my hope is that I was listening to your other caller there explaining that there's going to be one more roundtable eviction, first of all. Yeah, my hope is that one of the lads is evicted then, and I think that if he's evicted and they obviously see that he's a traitor, that the girls will cop on then that it had to be.
They'll cop who it is. What, Martin's with us on the line as well. Tommy, who do you want to see win, Martin?
Hello.
How are you?
Andrea. Not too bad. I'd like to see Nick win it.
You'd like to see Nick. Why?
Well, I think he's a real player, which is the name of the game. And I think he has put an awful lot into it, whereas some of the others have been a lot more low key. And he's probably guaranteed that people will still have a dim view of the state agents.
I know. I suppose you do have to remind people too that it is a game that we're talking about. But it was the same for Parade and the Guard as well from Tipperary. He was here with us about that, talking about that too a few weeks ago. The big question, I suppose, though, Chrissy, there's no doubt about it. Nick has played a brilliant game throughout the entire TV programme at Slane Castle. Will he stab Ben in the back, though? Do you think he'll take all the money if he does win?
I think he will, 100%. And I kind of admire him for it, because I think, as you say, he's been playing the game. I think everyone else has got a bit too emotionally invested in, you know, the bonds and the friendships. Whereas I think from the very get-go, he has seen it as the game and he would continue to see it that way. So as much as I know I will scream at the TV if he does it, I kind of think he will.
Yeah. Well, the faithfuls tonight, Vanessa, Eoin, Kelly, the traitors, Ben and Nick. I'm sure you'll all be glued in. Well, a lot of you'll be definitely tuned in later tonight to see who wins the finale of The Traitors Ireland. I'm no doubt we're going to chat about it here on the show. I can't wait to see it tonight. There's a part of me sort of wants Nick to win, but then I don't want to. I really hope that Ben manages to, you know, stab him in the back, and maybe Ben will be the greatest traitor in Ireland. Chrissy Russell, Graham, Eoin Sheehan, Tommy, Martin, thanks a million for joining us. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.